Lesson 61. Plan for the next week.
Well, I think that's all, sir. How long will you be staying at the hotel?
Until Monday. I'll be leaving for Scotland then.
We may want to contact you there. Where will you be staying in Scotland?
I'll be spending about 2 days in Glasgow with friends. Here's their address.
Will you be returning to this hotel?
Yes. I'll be staying here from Tuesday until Saturday next week. Then I'll be going back home.
One. Well, I think that's all, sir. Two. How long will you be staying at the hotel?
Three. Until Monday. I'll be leaving for Scotland then.
Four. We may want to contact you there. Five. Where will you be staying in Scotland?
Six. I'll be spending about 2 days in Glasgow with friends. Seven. Here is their address.
Eight. Will you be returning to this hotel?
Nine. Yes, I'll be staying here from Tuesday until Saturday next week. Ten. Then I'll be going back home. Lesson 62. Future plans.
When exactly will you be leaving England, Mr. Sundry?
If all goes well, I'll be flying from Heathrow at 3 p.m. next Saturday.
Will you be coming back to Britain in the near future?
I'll be visiting the boat show in July. Do you think you'll be able to find the thief?
No, I don't think so. This kind of thing happens every day. But we'll be looking for the young woman. The receptionist gave us a very good description of her. We'll be writing to you if we hear anything. One. When exactly will you be leaving England, Mr. Sundry?
Two. If all goes well, I'll be flying from Heathrow at 3 p.m. next Saturday.
Three. Will you be coming back to Britain in the near future?
Four. I'll be visiting the boat show in July. Five. Do you think you'll be able to find the thief?
Six. No, I don't think so. Seven. This kind of thing happens every day. Eight. But we'll be looking for the young woman. Nine. The receptionist gave us a very good description of her. Ten. We'll be writing to you if we hear anything.
Lesson 63, Exercise 21, The Future Continuous.
1. Will Jacques be in London on Tuesday?
2. No, he won't. He'll be visiting friends in Scotland.
3. Will he be staying in a hotel in Scotland?
No, he won't. He'll be staying with friends.
3. Will he fly back to Germany from Scotland?
No, he won't. He'll be flying back from Heathrow.
4. Will he be staying in the hotel until Sunday?
No, he won't. He'll be staying until Saturday.
5. Will the police be looking for Jacques next week?
No, they won't. They'll be looking for the young woman.
64. Money problems. I'll have to send a telegram to Germany. They'll have to send me some more money.
Haven't you got a checkbook, sir?
Yes, why?
Well, you needn't send a telegram. You can cash a check, if it's a euro check. But you must take a check card with you.
Do I have to take my passport too?
No, you needn't. But I would if I were you.
One. I'll have to send a telegram to Germany. Two. They'll have to send me some more money.
Three. Haven't you got a checkbook, sir?
Four. Yes. Why?
Five. Well, you needn't send a telegram. Six. You can cash a check, if it's a euro check. Seven. But you must take a check card with you.
8. Do I have to take my passport too?
Nine. No, you needn't. 10. But I would if I were you.
65. At the bank. I'd like to change some money, please.
Certainly, sir. Is it in cash or in traveller's cheques?
Can I cash a euro cheque here?
Yes, you can. Have you got your cheque card with you?
Yes. Here you are. And here is my identity card.
Thank you, sir. How much would you like?
What's the exchange rate today?
It's 3.85 German marks to the pound.
£50, then, please. 45 in notes, and the rest in silver, please.
Would you sign the cheque on the back, too, please?
One. I'd like to change some money, please.
Two. Certainly, sir. Is it in cash or in traveller's cheques?
Three. Can I cash a euro cheque here?
Four. Yes, you can. Have you got your cheque card with you?
Five. Yes, here you are. And here's my identity card.
Six. Thank you, sir. How much would you like?
Seven. What's the exchange rate today?
Eight. It's 3.85 German marks to the pound.
Nine. £50, then, please. £45 in notes, and the rest in silver, please.
Ten. Would you sign the cheque on the back, too, please?
Lesson 66. Exercise 22. Have to, must, and needn't.
1. Do you have to take morning tea in an English hotel?
2. No, you needn't.
2. Do you have to show your check card when you cash a check?
Yes, you must.
3. Do you have to say good morning to a policeman?
No, you needn't.
Do you have to drive on the left in England?
Yes, you must.
5. Do you have to have an English breakfast in an English hotel?
No, you needn't.
67. At the restaurant. Can I have a menu, please?
Here you are, sir. And here is the wine list. What would you like to start with? There's soup, fruit juice, or perhaps you prefer hors d'oeuvre.
I'd like tomato soup, please.
And what would you like to follow? We have some very nice Dover sole.
I'm afraid I don't like fish.
We also have roast beef, lamb or chicken on the businessman's lunch, sir. Or perhaps you'd prefer to eat à la carte.
One. Can I have a menu, please?
2. Here you are, sir. And here's the wine list. Three. What would you like to start with? Four. There's soup, fruit juice, or perhaps you'd prefer hors d'oeuvre.
Five. I'd like tomato soup, please.
6. And what would you like to follow? 7. We have some very nice Dover sole.
8. I'm afraid I don't like fish.
9. We also have roast beef, lamb or chicken on the businessman's lunch, sir. Ten. Or perhaps you'd prefer to eat à la carte.
68. Ordering a meal. I'd like a steak for the main course.
Yes, sir. And what vegetables would you like? Carrots? Peas?
No vegetables, thank you. Just a side salad and chips.
Certainly, sir. What would you like to drink?
I'd like a bottle of beer. Or have you got draft beer?
No, I'm afraid not. And what about a sweet?
Let me see. Fruit salad, ice cream, apple pie with custard. No, thanks. I'll have cheese and biscuits with coffee.
Thank you, sir.
One. I'd like a steak for the main course.
Two. Yes, sir. And what vegetables would you like? Carrots? Peas?
Three. No vegetables, thank you. Just a side salad and chips.
4. Certainly, sir. What would you like to drink?
Five. I'd like a bottle of beer, or have you got draft beer?
Six. No, I'm afraid not. Seven. And what about a suite?
Eight. Let me see. Fruit salad, ice cream, apple pie with custard. Nine. No, thanks. I'll have cheese and biscuits with coffee.
Ten. Thank you, sir.
Lesson 69. Exercise 23. Expressing likes and dislikes.
1. What would you like to start with? Soup or fruit juice?
I'm afraid I don't like soup. I'd like fruit juice, please.
2. And what would you like to follow? Fish or steak?
I'm afraid I don't like fish. I'd like steak, please.
3. What would you like to drink? Beer or wine?
I'm afraid I don't like beer. I'd like wine, please.
4. And what would you like for sweet? Fruit salad or cheese?
I'm afraid I don't like fruit salad. I'd like cheese, please.
5. And what would you like with the cheese? Tea or coffee?
I'm afraid I don't like tea. I'd like coffee, please.
70. Shopping for clothes. I'd like to buy a jacket, please.
What colour would you like?
Dark green, please.
What about this one? It should be your size.
No, that's too dark, I'm afraid. Have you got a lighter one?
The one in the shop window is the lightest we have, sir.
No, I wanted something darker than that.
I see. You'd like something darker than that one, but not as dark as this one.
One. I'd like to buy a jacket, please.
Two. What colour would you like?
Three. Dark green, please.
4. What about this one? 5. It should be your size.
6. No, that's too dark, I'm afraid. 7. Have you got a lighter one?
8. The one in the shop window is the lightest we have, sir.
Nine. No, I wanted something darker than that.
10. I see. You'd like something darker than that one, but not as dark as this one.
Lesson 71. Changing a booking.
British Airways, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to change a booking, please. I'm booked on the 3 o'clock flight to Dusseldorf for next Saturday.
Would you like an earlier or a later flight?
As late as possible, please.
Well, the 19:15 flight is the latest direct flight to Dusseldorf. There is a later flight if you go via Frankfurt.
And when is the first flight on Sunday?
The earliest flight on Sunday is at 13:15.
Then I'll take the last direct flight at 19:15.
One. British Airways, can I help you?
Two. Yes. I'd like to change a booking, please. Three. I'm booked on the 3 o'clock flight to Dusseldorf for next Saturday.
Four. Would you like an earlier or a later flight?
Five. As late as possible, please.
Six. Well, the 19:15 flight is the latest direct flight to Dusseldorf. Seven. There's a later flight if you go via Frankfurt.
Eight. And when is the first flight on Sunday?
Nine. The earliest flight on Sunday is at 13:15.
Ten. Then I'll take the last direct flight at 19:15. Lesson 72. Exercise 24. Q. Comparison of adjectives.
1. I really wanted a lighter colour.
2. Lighter than that? That's the lightest one we've got.
2. I really wanted a later flight to Germany.
Later than that? That's the latest one we've got.
3. I really wanted a darker jacket.
Darker than that? That's the darkest one we've got.
4. I really wanted a longer one.
Longer than that? That's the longest one we've got.
5. I really wanted an earlier train.
Earlier than that? That's the earliest one we've got.